Now, U.S. health officials say that there's no longer any doubt that the Zika virus causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads, a condition known as microcephaly, as well as other severe brain defects.
I think it really helps us by being able to say that Zika causes or is a cause of microcephaly and serious brain defects, that we can be more clear in our messaging and we can really focus our research into the important remaining questions. There's a lot of important remaining questions. What is the level of risk? What is the full spectrum? Are there other defects, other non-brain defects? Are there other learning problems that we'll see with kids later on in life? And then what are the other factors that increase or decrease the risk of a baby having problems related to Zika if a mom is infected during pregnancy?
This is while previously many experts were cautious about drawing such a connection. Now, the new finding should help officials make a more convincing case to the public for taking precautions, as Zika has been sweeping through Latin America and the Caribbean in recent months. Most cases of birth defects attributed to the virus have been reported in Brazil. Officials say that 1,113 cases of microcephaly have been confirmed in the country since last October.